discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. A new Gonzalez research poll indicates that a majority of Marylanders feel the state is on the wrong track. 50% of those surveyed said the state is moving in the wrong direction, while 41% said the state is moving in the right direction. The poll also found that 58% of those surveyed said economic conditions are only fair to poor, while 42% said they are excellent or pretty good. The survey of 804 registered voters was conducted from March 5th through the 9th with a 3.5% margin of error. Mayor Brandon Scott is asking the state to allow the city to increase its sales tax by up to 2%. During a House committee hearing Tuesday, City Administrator Faith Leach said by giving Baltimore the opportunity to generate its own revenue through a local sales tax, the state would be aligning its tax policy with Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, North Carolina, and other states. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
DeAndre Hopkins' skills have diminished over the years, but the Ravens felt good enough about him yesterday, signing a 12-year veteran to a team-friendly, one-year, $5 million deal, bringing once one of the game's greatest receivers into the fold, and pairing him with Lamar Jackson, who, according to Eric DaCosta, has an outsized influence on who comes to Baltimore.
He's a stakeholder. He's a partner. He's earned that right to have that type of input and opinion. And
the Ravens also signing fullback Patrick Ricard to a one-year, $3 million deal. Orioles in Tampa yesterday taking on the Yankees in spring training baseball and jumping on the New Yorkers right from the get-go.
Mountcastle out to right, and that ball just keeps flying. That is an opposite field three-run home run for Ryan Mountcastle. And just like that, Baltimore puts up a 3-0 lead on Clark Schmidt.
Call on the YES Network, Ryan Mountcastle with his first spring home run, and the O's get four solid frames from Albert Suarez and beat the Yanks 6-2 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, Alexi Protas comes up big in Anaheim. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Some rain heads our way over the weekend. Today, sunny and dry, 62 this afternoon. Lots of clouds tomorrow and cooler, 56. Friday, still dry, 58 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 47 degrees in Westminster, 48 in Easton, and 46 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Wednesday, right smack dab in the middle of the week. Hopefully your day is getting started off right. You know, it was a little chillier out there today, Brian the producer, but I was okay, I was fine. I sucked it up. I know that warmer days are ahead, so I was good with it. I also wanted to say, today is my first day. I'll see if we have any difference today. Today is my first day with my beat 2, right? If you were listening on Monday, had a horrible migraine for high blood pressure. But today I'm on my beats, as many of you had suggested that I do. So to those that called in and texted a text line, this is day one. And I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling good. So thank you again for all those that were concerned, because I do appreciate that. We have a lot to talk about today. Of course, the continuing resolution continues. And as Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott pointed out during the morning drive, you know, this isn't exactly what everybody wanted. And I think that it is okay to speak out about it. I really do. Representative Thomas Massie, he got a ton of backlash, yesterday for voting no against the CR. Just so we're clear, had I been in Congress today, I would have voted for the CR. But I would not have posted one of these videos that I've been seeing from many Republicans on Capitol Hill saying, oh, this is a great thing. And yes, I voted yes because of this and that. You know, it seems very orchestrated, a lot of theater. I noticed that many Republicans have posts on why they voted for the CR. Here's the thing. If you've got to over-explain, that is because it wasn't the best. And you know that. And so now you're explaining to your constituents, where for myself, I would say, hey, guys, trust me, this is not where I want to be. This is not what I believe we should be doing. But this is what's going to help with the agenda until October 1st. And that's how I would preface it. But I do have some audio that I do want to play for you guys for one of the Republicans on the Hill. And like I said, they all had this very coordinated approach where they all did this, you know, here's why I did it, you know. And they all dropped the videos like within the same hour. So I just, you know, my eyebrows raised on that. We're also going to talk about the No More campaign causing a stir. You know, Governor Wes Moore, he's taking a lot of heat. But I believe rightfully so. Now, I don't know if you guys noticed, but since my New Year's resolution, I have been a little bit nicer. Have you noticed? I do not attack Governor Wes Moore as I did. Look, Mayor Brandon Scott, I rarely talk about him, right? I've been giving him a break. I've been very, very nice. But the No More campaign, whichever organization has put this together, is a social media campaign. They have great digital graphics, by the way. I don't know who's on this team, but I think President Trump should hire them. They do a great job with messaging. And they're basically talking about Governor Wes Moore and the job that he's done thus far, which I think is, you know, the right thing to do. Not just to say, you know, I'm not sure if they're Republicans that are doing this, because, again, this group is anonymous as of right now. But I do believe that it is helpful because, you know, many of you have called into this show and said our problem usually within the Republican Party is messaging. And so this No More campaign that is going around social media, it has now become a huge discussion because Democrats are trying to take action against this. I will say it again. We're going to talk about this in a little bit, but I will say the Democrats in the state are very thin-skinned, very thin-skinned. And they've been able to be so because they don't really have much competition, right? This is why I said before, many of the Democrats in Annapolis or even, you know, Governor Wes Moore, I say, is a little different because he is very charismatic. He does give you like the Barack Obama 2.0 view, right? And I think he can do well on the national level because he's so charismatic, because he's such a good public speaker. But if you're looking at the other Democrats in Annapolis, there are many of them, I would say 95% of them are mediocre at best. You don't have charismatic Democrats in Annapolis. You don't have any that are great at public speaking. I mean, look, I watched some of the speeches that are coming off the Maryland General Assembly floor, and I can tell you what, I don't see any charisma. I barely see anybody. If anything, I think the best speeches come from the Republicans in Annapolis. I mean, one of the ones that went viral I saw was Delegate Mark Fisher. Brian Chisholm. That Delegate Brian Chisholm, he went viral once. I saw, Matt Morgan. We had him on not too long ago. Delegate Matt Morgan, he did a great job. You know, when you're thinking about the speeches on the floor in Annapolis, Republicans stand out. Delegate Kathy Shalega, they stand out. The Democrats, they do not stand out at all, but they don't have to. They have the supermajority. So really, their only competition is within their own party. We are going to talk about that. Also, House Bill 1457, this policy decision to push everybody to electric vehicles, of course, we all saw this coming. Of course, it reduces the amount in gas tax that the state can recoup each year. So now, you know, those that decided that you wanted to do well for the for climate change and for and lessen the emissions in the air, well, guess what? You don't get a reward. They're still going to tax you. They don't care. You thought you did the right thing. You know, it doesn't matter. Not in the state of Maryland. You did the right thing, but not really. Not really. You saved yourself nothing. But we will talk about that. And then also NTSB, they do have an update in regards to the aircraft collision at Reagan National Airport that we saw. Unfortunately, where 67 people were killed. As I mentioned, had some childhood friends that were on that flight. We saw many young people, you know, the ice skating teams. So, so sad. But the NTSB, they have an update and some suggestions on what to do moving forward in that area. And we are going to discuss this because a lot of what we saw that night, unfortunately, was preventable. Very preventable. And I can't imagine what those families are going through right now. But we are going to talk about it and then think about whether or not this is something that we need to investigate throughout every airport across the country, because I'm at the point where I say yes. Would it cost us some money? Sure. But would it save lives? I think so. So we're going to talk about that as well. As I mentioned, we're going to go ahead and start out with the continuing resolution. And I wanted to play for you one of these videos. I called it coordinated because that's what it looks like. One of these coordinated videos for a Republican member of Congress. And this is actually from Mike Collins. But I would say at least, I saw at least 20 of these videos yesterday posted within the same hour. And for me, that's highly suspicious. Now, of course, I'm a Republican. I love my Republicans on Capitol Hill. I love my America First Republicans on Capitol Hill. But when you have these coordinated videos that all drop and it's for something that many Republicans don't support, it gives me Democrat vibes, okay? It really does. And I you know, to me, it seems like, you know, they're kind of pandering to us and treating us as if we're stupid. We're not stupid. We know that this is the best decision, but it's the best decision right now, right? So take a listen here to Congressman Mike Collins.
All right, so we're about to walk over and vote on the CR. And I just want to let you know what this bill does and the reason that I'm supporting it. Number one, it accomplishes all the president's agenda, what he's trying to get done right now. Social Security, not touched, fully paid, Medicaid, Medicare, all that's taken care of. It also gives our military a much needed increase on pay, and it also protects and increases our VA health care. On top of that, it's going to unleash American energy out there. We get this done, it's just the next step in making sure that we take back our country and we get this place back on track.
All right. And that was Congressman Mike Collins. You see how he had explained that there? I don't appreciate it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't appreciate it. This was posted by who I considered a friend, Congressman Corey Mills. He says, and this is all within the same hour yesterday after voting for the CR. He says, I've always stood against continuing resolutions, but today I voted for the CR to ensure President Trump has what he needs to fulfill the America First agenda mandated by the people. The CR freezes reckless spending, keeps ICE agents deporting criminal migrants, allows new programs of record within DOD, further supports our military, and allows the Trump administration to continue to cut waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, that's not exactly true. Okay, so this does not help us with DOGE, right? With what Elon Musk has been doing with the Department of Government Efficiency. And again, if you listen to even the first part of that message, it was like a copy and paste from Mike Collins' video. I don't like that. Okay. If you have to tell me that we have to continue this resolution and you can't come up with a budget because you can't get it through the Senate, then tell me that. Then tell me that. Because at the end of the day, I think that's kind of what it comes down to. They need 7 Democrats within the Senate to vote for this CR and to even if they put together a budget to vote for that to get it through. They don't have it. They don't have the votes in the Senate. But just tell me that. Don't try to pander and say, well, you know, this does allow... No. Wind all of that back, right? This isn't the Democrat Party. We don't do that over here. If you want to weigh in, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So yes, this morning I'm critical of my fellow Republicans on Capitol Hill. I am. I hate to point this out because I know there's many people like myself that are not fans of Governor Larry Hogan. But let's be honest. If he were in the Senate, he would vote for this. He would vote for the budget. He would vote for the Department of Government Efficiency cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, do we believe that he would have voted for everything that President Trump wanted on his agenda? No. But Governor Larry Hogan, to be honest, was fiscally conservative. He was. So I do want to point that out. Now, here's what the Democrats are saying about this CR, just in case you wanted to hear what they had to say about it, because that was, you know, the Republican message. The Democrats had this to say. Take a listen.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on a CR that would keep the government open through September. Given the razor-thin margins here for Republicans and internal discord among Republicans in the House as to whether or not they will vote in favor of this CR and keep the government open, how will you be voting? Will you be voting alongside Republicans?
Absolutely not. I am a no vote on this. The devil's in the detail. I've learned this over the many years I've been in government. You've got to look at the details. What the Republican caucus has put together here in the House of Representatives is basically an open opportunity for Trump and his minions to move money wherever they want to move it. The kind of specific appropriations that have been traditional, that we would fund this program or that program, that's not there. There are broad funding programs, and there is an opportunity, therefore, for the Trump administration, which has clearly shown that it will do this, to move money wherever they want to and to terminate whatever program they dislike. That is not how we should be running this government. We should, here in Congress, be very, very clear that we appropriate money for those programs that we want to move forward and not appropriate money for those that we don't want. But that's not what this bill does. There are broad sectors of the appropriation and a wide open opportunity for the Trump administration to play any game they want to terminate or to augment whatever program they think is important to them, not necessarily important to America, to the world, or to the Democrats. And by the way, there's been no negotiations with the Democratic caucus.
All right. So the Democrats, you know, feel as I always do, and that is they want control, right? That's what you heard there. He said he had a roundabout way of putting it, but he wanted control. He wants to control exactly where the money's going. He wants to control to which groups it's going to and whose hands are being greased. He wants to control the whole thing. But that's how Democrats operate, right? So they're not exactly happy with it, and it does allow President Trump to move some money around in order to get his agenda accomplished. I'm not quite certain, they're going to put more money into ICE and obviously whatever they need to do to get a better handle on immigration, I would think, which I'm fine with. I voted for that, right? But Thomas Massie, Representative Thomas Massie, he did point out that he was going to continue to vote no, because it didn't do everything that we would want to see right now in this country. But I understand that, right? But I also understand we didn't really have a choice. Again, we needed 7 Democrats in the Senate. That's what we need. This is why having a slim majority is a tough spot to be in. If you want to weigh in, please do. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. This also goes to the question of the day, by the way, and we'll get that up as soon as possible at WCBM.com. Stay right there.
WCBM listeners, hi, it's Jim with Wallace Roofing. Wallace Roofing's been protecting Maryland homes for over 90 years. That's 3 generations of getting the job done right. No shortcuts, no sales gimmicks, just honest work and quality workmanship. At Wallace Roofing, we answer our phones. A real human will answer the phone and answer your questions. 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, we're discussing a continuing resolution, and rightfully so, there were a few Republicans not excited about it, but they did vote for it, because unfortunately, we don't really have a choice right now. The Democrats are not happy, and so that gives you a little bit of, that's a little silver lining, right? Because they don't have a ton of control over the money. They don't have a ton of control, and that's what they love to have. So they can put it into silly things like gender-affirming care and all this other, you know, BS that nobody wants. But it does. It puts a hamper on DOGE as of right now until the end of September. And when we're looking at all the waste, fraud, and abuse, right, everything that we saw coming out of USAID and everything like that, it does kind of diminish, you know, your hopes there a bit, because you thought that you would see this immediately. You were hoping that they would come up with a budget immediately, especially surrounding what we've seen as far as the waste. Now, people are noting that this deal was cut a few days ago between Speaker Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader on the Democrat side, of course. And that is what it seems like. It seems like there was a deal cut. They sent out talking points to all the Republican members of Congress. They put videos together and, you know, uploaded posts, and they all uploaded them around the same time yesterday. That's what it looks like. It's giving theater, okay? And I guess I'm just one of those people. It's like, you know, don't play in my face, right? Don't piss on me and tell me that it's raining, right? It's like, don't do that. Like, just let me know exactly what's going on here. I don't need the lies. I've got Stacy in Anne Arundel County. Stacy, want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. I think you're being just a little bit too critical. I am totally and completely with you as far as the whole rain thing. However, everybody's not following it to the degree that you and I are, and there may be some people that just need the fluff of, this is what this does, this is why we're doing this, and I agree with you 100%. I would have loved to have seen a good budget go through, yeah. But with the climate that has been in our government for the past 10 years or so, I didn't see them being able to get that together in the time that President Trump has been in office at this point.
Yeah. So, Stacey, you're telling me to just slow my roll, huh? Just calm down just a bit, right?
Yes. I love the things that DOGE has been doing. I've been following that very closely. And for them to be able to continue what they're doing, the Democrats have been trying to hamstring that from the get-go, and just for them to push something through to get everything going and not have people be able to look at them and say, oh, you closed the government, because you know how that would have been fun. I think this is the evil they had to do at this point. Now, going forward, if this continues, we have issues. But you got to do what you got to do. Just to keep people happy for the near future.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what, Stacey? I will try to settle down. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Thank you so much for everything you do.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? Okay, so I will try to calm down here. And I guess if you're looking at it, Stacey, thank you so much for being the voice of reason. If you're looking at it, you could say, all right, this avoids a government shutdown or even getting close to a government shutdown so that they don't have those conversations on Meet the Press and Face the Nation, right? I get that part of it because, of course, with federal employees already being cut, that could cause a little bit of a stir for sure. I guess I hate when they're... I guess Stacey has a point. Not everybody's following it so closely, but I hate being lied to. Do you know what I mean? I really do, because that to me is very disrespectful. That's the part I don't like. Like, you know, give me the tough news. You know, they say, do you want the good news or you want the bad news? You know, give me all of the news. It's fine. It's fine. I can handle it. I'm a grown woman, right? I will keep in mind a note here. Don't forget Senator Marco Rubio, who's now, I got to get used to this. Now he's the secretary for the State Department. I got to get used to that. He did post on March 10th that we talked about this. He says, after 6-week review, we are officially canceling 83% of the programs at USAID. So he at least is able to cancel some of these programs right now immediately. But with the continuing resolution, what Speaker Mike Johnson and others had decided to do is basically say those checks that were already coming out the door, those will still come out the door. So when you watched, like, you know, what did they say? There were, you know, condoms being sent to some African country or something like that. And I guess Elon Musk walked it back and said it was a different country. Anyways, whatever you saw there, those final checks are still going to be written. Okay. When it comes to DOGE, they're still going to be written. That's basically what's going on here. So I'm not happy about it. I'm just not happy. All right. I'm just not happy about it. Todd says from Street, he says, Cam, thank you for explaining this. You know, I appreciate you, Todd. You know, like I said, Congressman Thomas Massie, I'm not a huge fan, but he's not wrong in pointing out that this is not exactly what we voted for. And I understand what Stacey's saying. Rome was not built in a day. So, you know, we'll wait and see what happens in October. As Stacey also mentioned, if this continues, if they throw out another CR, then yes. Then we'll yell and scream at the top of our lungs. If you still want to weigh in, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680. Coming up next, how do you feel about the price of eggs? Did you see that they're down? We'll talk about that. And also the No More campaign causing a stir.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's agenda advances as the House approves a stopgap spending bill to keep the government running through September 30th. The measure holds the line on spending while advancing the president's war on government waste, fraud, and abuse. The bill now heads to the Senate. The White House says President Trump's newly imposed 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports will make America wealthy again while bringing jobs back home. The fresh round of tariffs has the European Union promising retaliatory levies on American goods. Ukraine says it's open to a U.S. proposed one-month ceasefire with Russia. President Trump says now it's up to the Kremlin, and he hopes to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the coming days. The opening bell sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off the morning higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
We should be used to it by now, talking about the Ravens dipping into the free agent pool and pulling out a wide receiver past his prime but still offering upside. And so it was yesterday with the team signing 12-year veteran DeAndre Hopkins for 1 year, $5 million. Hopkins joining Kadri Ismail, Derek Mason, Anquan Boldin, Jacoby Jones, Steve Smith, and Odell Beckham, who all fit that description. Orioles in Tampa playing the Yankees yesterday, and they beat them 6-2 behind a Ryan Mountcastle three-run shot and four solid innings from Albert Suarez. making a bid for that fifth starter's role. Manager Brandon Hyde likes what he saw.
The slider was good, the cutter was good. He got this four-seam by guys, throwing a lot of strikes. He's been throwing the ball well this camp.
Orioles back home today, taking on the Braves at 105. Dean Kramer takes his turn on the hill. Caps took the ice last night in Anaheim, riding a four-game winning streak.
Ovechkin right off the draw, shot to the front, follow-up, score! The Caps tie it. Protas finds the loose biscuit.
Joe B with the call on Monumental. Alexi Protas with his first career hat trick. Ovi chips in with three assists, and the Caps win streak reaches five. 7-4 over the Ducks. It's the sixth time the Caps have reached seven-plus goals this season, most in the National Hockey League. Coming up in 30 minutes, Derek Queen gets recognized. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Today is that perfect combination of sunshine, no rain, and mild temperatures. Take advantage of it, too, because we do have more clouds on the way and some rain over the weekend. Today, we've got plenty of sunshine. The temperature's mild, 62, near 40 overnight. Tomorrow, lots of clouds and cooler, 56. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, 58, the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday. We're talking about the continuing resolution. We're not going to talk about it too much longer, but if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. If you want to go and take part in the poll today, you can. Go to WCBM.com. The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And the big question of the day is, are you satisfied with the continuing resolution? Yes or no? Are you satisfied with the continuing resolution? I'm not satisfied. All right? I'm not saying, look, the question isn't, you know, are you satisfied and are you fine that it passed? And are you, you know, there wasn't any caveat here. I personally am not satisfied with the continuing resolution. I am not. If there was a carve out there that allowed us to truly cut the waste, fraud, and abuse that Elon Musk and his team has found thus far, then I would be satisfied. But the CR as it is, and it did pass the House yesterday, the CR as it is does not satisfy me in the least bit. And so again, I understand Trump has an agenda and we got to get these things taken care of. But when it comes to being satisfied with it, I am not. I am going to go to the phone lines here. Then I'll go to your text messages as well. Don't forget, if you want to text me here on WCBM, you can always download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. You can text me live right through that app. And that's a great way to take the show on the road. I've got, let's see, Ron in Baltimore. Ron, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hate to be a wet blanket, and I'll try to keep this tight. But I served in the Air Force Reserve for 31 years. I still have contacts within my old unit. Last night, I get a text from one of my former direct reports that basically, and this came from squadron leadership, that said, no more rescheduled UTAs, that's rescheduled drills, no annual tour, and most importantly, no local training missions. These local training missions, especially in light of what just happened down in D.C. at Reagan National, the local training missions are where we build and maintain proficiency. All of that's been canceled. Now, the first time Trump was president, the reserve units got starved out. I witnessed it. I lived it. I would watch the active duty side get all kinds of tchotchkes thrown their way, all kinds of money, you know, for missions, for equipment. And meanwhile, we're getting secondhand stuff and didn't have the money to fly missions or maintain training. I thought that was okay. He doesn't have the right people in place. He's got Pete Hegseth in place. Pete Hegseth was a reservist. He should know better. And it sounds like same old, starve the reserves out. I voted for Trump 3 times. This is not what I voted for. And I feel betrayed.
Well, Ron, no, I appreciate you calling in because obviously you have inside information that we do not have. Let me ask you this quick question. The text message or the messages that you received, and they said these things were canceled. Is there a possible way for them to move money around elsewhere, or is that money supposed to go just towards those items?
Everything is funded in a so-called bucket.
Okay.
So money for annual tour has to go to annual tour.
Okay.
Money for local training missions, yeah, they can't move it around.
Wow. All right.
Or they're very limited on how they can move it around.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Ron, so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. And there you have somebody that is not happy about this. And see, these are things. This is why I love the fact that you guys are able to call in. And he is correct as far as Pete Hegseth and what his experience is and as a reservist. So it's interesting. I will check while I get to the next phone call here. I'm going to check Pete Hegseth's social media account. And I'm going to take a guess that other people are also stating the same thing that Ron just stated as well. And let me go to the phone lines while I check into Pete's comments here. I got Terrell and Owings Mills. Good morning, Terrell. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing all right. Hey, look, that last guy, tell him, hey, look, Terrell told you so, dude. I told you this guy, Donald Trump, was going to mess. Hey, look, we are all messed up. Even he's looking weak. Even the Prime Minister of Canada is calling him a dumb Don. Come on now, Kim. I mean, the people are waking up, and the people are going to, look, your stock market. Kim, do you own a 401k?
Yes, I do.
Kim, you done lost 10% of your 401k. And you know what I heard Jim Cramer? Do you know who Jim Cramer is? The bye-bye-bye-bye-bye guy?
I do, yes.
Okay, you know what Jim Cramer said the other day on his show? He said, man, I miss Joe Biden. I said, oh, my God. And then I'm hearing
I don't believe
guy,
that anybody misses Joe Biden, Terrell. No, you can't convince me of that.
Hey, look, the guy that you just got finished talking to, your last caller, said he didn't sign up for this, so he missed Joe Biden, too. So what you talking about, Kim?
That's not what he said, Terrell. He didn't say he missed Joe Biden. He said that he did not like what is going on right now when it comes to the reserves. And there's going to be people that are upset. There are people that voted for Joe Biden last time around and wasn't happy about Bidenomics, which caused inflation that we hadn't seen in so many years. So there's definitely going to be some turmoil. There's going to be some people not happy. And that's why I want to look into what Ron just said. Because, look, you know, you're fine with not being happy. I'm not happy with the CR, Terrell. That doesn't mean I want Joe Biden.
Well, Kim, you know what? But you would vote for it. You just said you would vote for it, right?
And why right? I would vote for it. What other choice do I have, Terrell?
You could vote no.
Why would I vote no? What does that get us? But a government shutdown. What would that get us?
It would show that you would stand up. Aren't you tired of Donald Trump farting in your face?
What?
Kim? I mean, come on, Kim. Hey, look,
that was cute, Terrell.
Messing you around. The only reason why you messing around, Kim, because you are trying to get some of that $500 billion he got stashed in campaign funds. That's what you going for. I know.
What? Why would I want campaign funds, Terrell? Because tell me what I have on my future plate.
Don't you plan on running for Congress again?
No, we've talked about this many times. You got to listen to the show, Terrell.
Now, Kim, look, I'm not around every day to listen to your show. I know you want me to, but Kim, look, you're losing money in stock market. You know, Kim, did you buy cash for your house?
I don't know anybody that purchased their house with cash. No.
I do.
You purchased your house with cash, but yet you were on this budget for energy.
I said I do know people that purchased that.
Oh, you do know. I was about to say, because I know it wasn't you. We've had enough conversations to know it wasn't you, but go ahead, keep going.
What percentage rate did you get?
I'm not telling you all this. What are you going with this, Terrell?
You want to hear me talk? I just want to know.
Well, yes, you called into the show. Tell me what your feelings are. All right, so you're not happy with the continuing resolution. You agree with the Democrats. Which part of the CR did you not like the most, Terrell?
Actually, Kim, you know what? I'm not even interested in the continuing resolution anyway because
this segment's about, Terrell. I hope you have a great week. If anybody else wants to weigh in on the continuing resolution, you can. If you want to just have a buddy to call, you can't call here, okay? This is a real show. We're having real conversations about real life. Also, Ron called in prior to Terrell. I'm on Pete's page now. I don't see any comments as of yet, but like I said, it sounds like you have inside information there, and you probably received this before most of this is made public. So we'll continue to keep our eye on it. And I didn't realize, so one bucket goes here, one bucket goes there. Usually you can shift money around, but you're saying that is not the case. So we'll continue to see. I'm sure Pete Hegseth at some point in time is going to be asked about this. So as soon as he responds to it, or even if the press secretary is asked about it, we'll make sure to play the clip on the show. I also wanted to talk about the price of eggs. Apparently they are down. President Trump did address this in front of the White House as he was speaking with Elon Musk yesterday. Take a listen.
But we didn't have these problems. I had no inflation. I had a great economy. He gave you high prices. You couldn't buy bacon. You couldn't buy anything. And also, I inherited a situation with eggs. The price of eggs was through the roof. Well, now the price of eggs has come down a lot. Interest rates have come down. Gasoline prices have come down. It's all coming down. It's all a beautiful thing. I can do it the right way or the wrong way. We're doing it the right way. And I have tremendous confidence in this country and the people of this country. Tremendous confidence. Much more so than if I sat back for 4 years and had a good time in the Oval Office.
All right. And that is what he was talking about there. Obviously, he talked about gas prices, interest rates. All these things are coming down. Okay. Now, he just was sworn in on January 20th. Is it going to all happen overnight? It's not going to happen overnight. I got a text here. Let's see. Texter says, Kim, good morning. The people don't understand the system. They need to understand that whatever party is in, you need a majority in the House and 60 in the Senate always to pass laws. This is what they do not understand. Thank you, Texter. I do not see a name on there, but thank you so much. And that is the issue here. Whatever they would have came up with as far as a budget in the House, it would not have passed the Senate. This is why the midterms are so important, right? This is why we had Kate Sullivan on yesterday talking about election integrity, why we need to make sure in 2026 our elections are as secure as possible. I am getting text messages. My boy Mitch, Mitch says, oh, gosh, Terrell, Kim, you are hilarious. I know. Terrell cannot help himself. And you know what? What I'm going to do for Terrell is I'm going to figure out a way that we can get him a pen pal. Because I feel like he just wants someone to talk about that is on the other side, or talk to that is on the other side of the aisle. I think he likes to debate these things. And Terrell, trust me, I love when you call in. But, you know, you can't just call in and start talking about any old thing. We got to try to stay on topic so the show is cohesive for everyone that is listening. We got to attempt that. I got John in Pasadena. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Terrell. Let's remind him of the stock market crash in, what was it, 2008 with the housing market, you know, where people lost way more than 10% of their 401ks. But it all came back.
Yeah.
So you just got to hold tight and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. That, and I know. I think Terrell just wants to, you know, there's some people that just want to complain now.
It's Trump derangement.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, John, so much. I hope you have a great week.
All right, you too now. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's you know, you're going to get the callers and you're going to get the texters. Even those, look, we just talked about the price of eggs coming down. Terrell, remember he was saying for a couple weeks there, the eggs aren't coming down. Did he mention that today? No. But the price of eggs are now down. Right? There are some people that just want to complain about Trump, unfortunately. Let's see. Marty in the text line says, you're only losing money in the stock market if you cash out your stocks. That's a good point there, Marty. That's a good point. I hope people are listening. Doug says, you have not lost $1 on your 401k unless you cashed it out in the last few days. The stock market will be just fine. Smart people invest more in the market when it takes these big dips. Again, that was from Doug. Wade says, Kim, tell Terrell to stay off of CNN and The View. It's just not good for him. You know, it's, but you know, and I'm not going to single out Terrell because it's not just Terrell. It's, there's lots of people that are like this right now. And as I said, you know, that's why I just mentioned the cost of eggs going down. You know, you had so many pundits, you had so many people, whether they're Democrats in Annapolis, Democrats on Capitol Hill, they continue to talk about the price of eggs. Even my former opponent, Johnny Olszewski. Remember, they were talking about laying off the federal workers and they had all these protests. One of the things he mentioned was price of eggs. Well, do you think that he came out with a statement now that the egg prices are down? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've got Brian in Hanover. Brian, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks.
Well, after the CR, what I think people don't understand is the CR's got to pass first in order to, just to keep the government open, but other aspects. But in order to get to a proper reconciliation with the budget, this is a necessary first step. And I think people just get a little flipped out over certain things that are in it. Not everything's in it, I agree. But here's the other thing, too. Let's look at the stock market for a second. I've been in the market for better than 25 years. And the market goes up and the market goes down. You're exactly right. Some other caller stole my thunder in relation to, hey, if you cash it out now, yeah, you're going to lose. But if you're patient, the stock market is not for the lighthearted. You've got to have that long-term view, and that's exactly what Trump's doing. 3 to 6 months from now, you're all going to be licking your chops saying, what am I going to do with all this extra money? Because that's his plan. And people, see, Trump's playing chess while all these idiots are playing checkers. So that's my statement, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate the call, and I think a lot of people would agree with you. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Take care.
And for some reason, I can't drop that on my end. Brian, if you could help me out there. You know, look, there's going to be some uncomfortable times. And this is what President Trump talks about almost every single day. I would say another piece of this, isn't it great to have a president that you hear from on a daily basis? Isn't it great? I mean, how many times we went weeks sometimes without hearing from President Biden. And then you had his press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, trying to explain what was going on within the administration. She later said that she didn't really talk to him every single day. And that's why there was some confusion in an interview that she sat down and did. But you know what? We could see that. We saw that as it was all happening, right? We knew that she didn't quite understand how to answer some of those questions. So that's why there were many people saying, oh, this girl is really dumb. She has no idea what she's talking about. And I would say, you know, there were some times where I thought she didn't understand. There were some times where she had to kind of tell a little fib, a story. Most, you know, a lot of press secretaries have to do that in that position. I get it. But there were other times where I felt like she didn't have the answer. And to not look like she hadn't spoken to Joe Biden or the VP Harris or anybody that was high up in the staff, to look like she didn't, you know, that she didn't speak to them, she had to then cover it with, like, you know, taking things to another, like pivoting really quickly, not answering the question at all, and pivoting to things that didn't make sense. That's what I saw from her in many different instances. And in a way, I kind of felt bad for her because I felt like she was put in a position that she couldn't really wiggle out of on her own. I feel like Joe Biden put her in that position. All right, coming up next, we'll stay on this topic. I do want to get to the No More campaign. I know some people want to continue to weigh in, and so we'll get to those phone calls coming up after the break.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
President Zelensky at the White House. It didn't go very well. I kept saying at the time, he'll be back, and Donald Trump is negotiating. That there was a three-phase process to this. One would be the rare earth mineral deal. Two would be the ceasefire. It looks like we got one side on board. Hopefully Russia, Putin will get on board as well. That could be extended by mutual agreement of the parties. This was after an eight-hour negotiation that went on in Saudi Arabia. And this is where we are. And the statement said the U.S. will immediately lift the pause on intelligence sharing and resume security assistance to Ukraine. Both were frozen in the wake of this explosive meeting between President Zelensky and President Trump.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you taking steps to help protect your money from the potential impact of world war? Russia and Ukraine, Israel, Gaza. We've seen threats from Iran. And now Syria has been taken over by extremists, putting the entire region at risk. The question is, how much more international conflict can we handle? And what impacts will these conflicts have on the global economy and your retirement savings? Right now, thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to precious metals like gold and silver to help them protect their hard-earned savings. You may not be able to control these global conflicts around the world, but you can control how you diversify your money. And that's where gold and silver could help. Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. On top of that, you could get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver for qualified accounts, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your free copy today and find out if you qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. That's 855-815-GOLD.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, that my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Doge just deactivated 200,000 government credit cards. That's why your card didn't go through at Olive Garden. Embarrassing.
Hello? Wait a minute.
Plus, one in three Gen X employees admit they catfish businesses and don't show up for work on their first day. Not a good strategy, kids.
Could you, like, put the phone on your butt?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're wrapping up the conversation on the continuing resolution, and I appreciate all of you that have been weighing in on this. I truly do, because like I said, I'm not completely satisfied. I understand why we had to do it. I get that, but I'm not exactly happy about it. That goes back to the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It is on WCBM.com. It is live now if you want to partake in the poll, and that is, are you satisfied with the continuing resolution? So far, 73% of you say no, and 27% of you say yes. I got Jeff in Pasadena on the line. Jeff, you want to weigh in?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly. I don't know all the details on this bill. However, there's two things I want to comment on. Point number one, did I hear you a little while ago say it doesn't do anything to Social Security? It doesn't cut Social Security?
Well, we didn't talk about Social Security, but it should not be cutting Social Security as far as I know.
Is there anything in that bill that, you know, cuts Social Security?
Not that I saw, no.
Right. See, Terrell didn't mention that or talk about that, did he? Terrell and Theodore, they love to call this station and other stations and talk about how those evil Republicans want to take Social Security and cut Social Security, but you never see them doing it, do you? The first 2 years Trump was president last time, he had a Republican-controlled Congress. They didn't do anything to Social Security. In fact, my mom, who was still alive at the time, was getting raises in her Social Security. So you didn't hear Terrell mention anything about that just a little while ago, did you?
No, not at all.
And the other thing, it kind of goes to show the fake news liberal media, how they're liars. About a half hour ago, you played a clip, a Republican who voted for the bill and why. And then right after that, you played something where a woman interviewed a Democrat who voted against it and why. And this woman interviewer, she mentioned she was talking about the Republican Party, and she mentioned internal discord, making it sound like the Republicans are fighting inside their party. As far as I know, only one Republican voted against this bill.
Correct.
That's not what I would call internal discord. But if that is internal discord, well, notice there was one Democrat who voted for the bill. But you didn't hear that woman say, oh, there's internal discord within the Democrat Party. You didn't hear that, did you?
Nope. Of course they don't mention that at all.
Have a good day, Kim.
Thank you. You too, Jeff. Great points as always. Yes, that was on CNN. And there, yeah, it was just Representative Thomas Massie that didn't want to go along with it. Real quick, Tom and Kate, so I got about a minute here, Tom.
Yeah, real quick. I'm happy with what they did because I think this whole thing is a process. And I trust Trump to know what he wants to do with the process. You know, there's an expression that goes, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Yeah. So we really need to take this, you know, we need to be more strategic when it comes to this. But for the listeners who are watching the Alphabet Networks and the legacy media, all that information is going through their filter. And you have to realize that. They're going to downplay every success for Trump, and they're going to amplify every little failure. So you need to understand, you need to consider the source and not pay so much attention. Remember, the first round of tariffs in the first administration, that was supposed to be the end of the world. We didn't even feel it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so
you're right.
I trust him, and I go with him, and I support him 100% still.
Right. Thank you, Tom, so much. Very well said. Coming up next, we'll talk about the No More campaign, House Bill 1457. And Senator Bill Ferguson responds to the Baltimore City Council. Got a little spicy.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. As a Christian, I'd like to take this moment today to define the term gospel. I do so because many of my non-Christian or nominal Christian friends get confused by the word.